his tears go and fall away, fall away. Oh, may the last one burn into flames. Freedom, freedom.
What is up, everybody? Welcome to the Maggie Dawn Show. I am your host, Maggie Dawn. You are listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. Folks, we are just weeks away from what will be one of the most impactful elections Wisconsinites will vote in, I think, in probably a decade. It is not a presidential election, ladies and gentlemen. It is our Wisconsin Supreme Court elections. Think what you may about the way that we put judges and justices on the bench here in the state of Wisconsin, but we do it by the ballot, and that means your vote matters. It matters a whole heck of a lot. These spring general elections in these off years, it's not even the off congressional election year. These sometimes tend to be low voter turnout years. Prove all of the pundits wrong. Prove to people that you are engaged, you care what happens, not just in your backyard, but all across this great state we all call home. Make sure that you've got a plan to vote, that you are registered, that you know what's going to be on your ballot. Who knows? There may be a local aldermanic election. You can find all of that information out. Remember, it's not a test. You can take in whatever materials you need to make your vote an informed and powerful one. Check out both your ballots, your registration, confirm your registration, all that good stuff at myvote.wi.gov. That's myvote.wi.gov. And I'm going to hit you with a second PSA, perhaps a little TMI. Should I throw any more acronyms at you? My second public service announcement today is thank you all for your participation and patience. I had to get a little medical procedure done over the last couple of days. And to destigmatize this, folks, I am in my mid to late 40s. You can guess what the exact number is. I won't be sharing it today. Go get your colonoscopies. Colon cancer has been a big killer in my family. It may seem like a drag, but what is 36 hours if it gives you the rest of your life? Please talk to your primary care physicians. Get your colonoscopies. You deserve better health. So please, please, please do that. With all of that as prequel, it is Wednesday. It is the top of the show. And that means it is time for my great friend, Gray Gunderson, to be joining me. Welcome back, Gray. We're doing a little bit more of what's happening in your neck of the woods. How you been this past week?
Doing well. It's been a whirlwind of a week and a whirlwind of an intro to match, I must say. How do I match a lead in like that one? I actually really do appreciate it, though. Affected in my own family. So to destigmatize that is something that I really, truly appreciate. It's the human body. Hey, the one thing that we're all guaranteed to have, the human body. Yep. So let's it's normal. Let's normalize it.
Take care of your piping. That's all I'm saying. Take care of it. Get it checked out. It's part of your insurance-provided preventative care. Get it checked out. Thanks so much for joining me, Gray. I got a little joke for you, a little riddle, if you will, that has a little bit of, sarcasm to it. I'm going to list for you, my friend Gray, a set of characteristics of descriptors, and I would like you to tell me the event that I'm talking about.
All right.
I often call this stump my friends time. So I'm going to hit you and all of our fabulous listeners with this. Folks, as we get into the conversation this afternoon, if you want to join this great conversation, 855-752-4842-855-75-CIVIC. But the easiest way is if you download the Civic Media app for free. Here is my riddle, Gray. What activity involves all of the following? Complex storylines, makeup, thigh-high boots, tights worn by men, big hair, fabulous costumes, and a lot of preening about. Do you know what this activity is, Gray?
Watching Marvel movies. I'm pretty confident.
Also, ooh, I love it. I am gaining more potential responses to this question. Marvel movies, I do think they would definitely count. Complex storylines in those comic book action heroes.
I'm happy with my answer.
I'm gonna give that a B, a partial credit. Okay. I sometimes get drag shows, which also I think that gets a B. But the thing I'm going for, Gray, is wrestling, my friend. Professional wrestling. It is an activity that includes all of the above, and it is one of the major spectator sports in the United States. And Grace, I understand it. You've got a special civic media colleague joining us who is quite an expert on the professional wrestling.
In fact, I do. I was happy to be able to welcome today none other than Rich LoCascio, a local sales manager of our Big Deals operation up there, or down there, I should say. I'm far north of you guys. Rich is down there with WRJN in Racine. Rich, thank you so much for hopping on today.
Absolutely, Gray. Thank you for having me. And it looks awfully cold up there wherever you are.
You know, actually, I will say, never take what I'm wearing as the yardstick for weather in the area. It's actually okay. More beautiful today than it has been in months. I think we're somewhere around 45 degrees, but
same.
This room that I'm in is I don't have enough space heaters in here, I'm afraid. So we layer up instead. But Rich, no, actually, you've been one of my counterparts for a while here. I'm a little less of a salesperson than when we originally both started at Civic around the same time. But come to find out, as you and I have been working alongside each other and sharing two meetings a week, that you don't turn off the richness after work. You've got a lot going on outside of civic responsibilities. What can you tell me a little bit just about the basics of wrestling for Rich LoCascio in Racine? Because to some people, they don't know that there's wrestling in Racine. So maybe break the news.
So not just in Racine, but also Milwaukee, West Dallas. I've done shows in West Bend. Last year, I had the great experience being part of the Midwest Gaming Classic at the Baird Center, a couple of days down there, and thousands of people walking around, purchasing stuff in the vendor hall, and Brew City Wrestling was there. I got a chance to be a part of four shows over the course of 2 days. It was so much fun and just so much excitement. It's like, this is one of the last things you expect to happen there. It's like, okay, I'm focused on games, board games, video games, D&D. And then all of a sudden it's like, oh, what's going on there in the back corner? It's professional wrestling. Brew City Wrestling was there, and I got a chance to be the ring announcer for all of those shows. It was so much fun.
There it is. I was actually wondering, Rich, if you would mention specifically what your role was, because until you said ring announcer, I think everybody was envisioning you on the top rope about to throw down Maggie. Was that you thinking?
It was my question. I was like, Rich, my friend, are you putting on the little bundies and jumping off the top rope? Because that might be worth a ticket purchase. You are a ring announcer, sir.
Yes.
Am I understanding that? So do you have to prep to be a pro wrestling ring announcer? Like, do you have to be in on the, no one yell at me if I butcher this term, the kayfabe?
So
you have to know what the storylines and everything are?
You have to have an understanding of the business, and really it is a business, but it's also a form of entertainment as well. So before I became a ring announcer, I was a wrestling fan for over 20 years, and just watching it on TV, and like sometimes it's not just that, and then when you get the chance to meet people who have done this for a very, very long time, great point. Scott Wisniewski, my mentor, who I worked with at an office building in Bayview, he and I got together. One of my good friends, Lane Boyle, is also a professional wrestler here in southeastern Wisconsin. So we got together, and it just by happenstance, there was an opening for a ring announcer for a charity show in West Bend. And they're like, oh, well, Rich can do it. I'm like, wait a minute. What do you mean I can do it? Like, you know, you can do it. You got the voice for it. Like,
voluntold.
Was voluntold. Yes, exactly. And I'm like, well, wait a minute. Like, I've never done this before. Oh, it's not that hard. Well, you know, and, you know, am I qualified to do this? Well, we'll put in a good word for you. So I got the gig. I did the charity show. It was a lot of fun. As you can probably imagine, I was exhausted after the show was over, but it was a lot of fun. And to answer your question, Maggie, as far as like getting in the ring and competing, I'm not allowed to do that. I'm just not allowed to do that. Probably not a good idea that I do that. And quite frankly, I don't have the formal training to do that simply because of the fact that there are wrestling schools out there. Great example, the show that I did this past Friday in West Dallas, House of Headlocks. That is a professional wrestling training school. It's based out of Butler. And these guys are putting in the work. They're doing promo school. They're doing, you know, they're taking bumps in the ring. They're getting it done the right way. These people that train them have been doing this for years upon years. So they have the quality tutelage that they need to be successful in the ring.
To me, and again, I love talking to both of you about this and our fair listeners. If you've got some wrestling stories, you want to share some great wrestling shows that you may have seen across the state of Wisconsin, 855-752-4842. Dave piping in from New Berlin, calling it the only true sport that's left. Hey, Dave, glad to hear from you. One of the things, you know, as someone who spent some time in theater and then in the combat ring, also known as a courtroom, and as an old has-been college athlete, the thing in my head that came together about this was you learn very early on in rugby, like how to get hurt correctly. And I'm putting air quotes around that. If you're watching us on Civic Media's YouTube channel or at Maggie Dawn Show on X, Instagram, and Facebook, you learn, like, if somebody's going to tackle me or I'm getting hit in this particular way, like, how to let your body rebound from those things without getting hurt. But when I look at wrestling, though I don't know a lot about it, it seemed to me like this fabulous combination of athleticism, theater, and the art of finely honed dramatic combat that we often have going on in courtrooms, right? And so I thought, wow, these people are really getting it done. It calls on a ton of skill sets and a lot of athleticism. I know my orthopedist would not be happy to know if I picked up that as a new hobby.
I don't think any orthopedist is a fan of wrestling on principle. I bet some of them probably want to be, but just, you know what? I don't think that's one of those things that you can no longer enjoy once you found your profession. Kind of like radio is not the same to me anymore. Just can't be anymore. You've seen the background.
Yeah, looking behind the curtain, everything has its ugly underbelly. Folks, if you're just joining us, my name's Maggie Dawn. You are listening to this, The Maggie Dawn Show, on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is top of the hour on Wednesday. That means it is time for your neck of the woods with my good friend, Greg Gunderson from WCQM in Park Falls. We got a special Civic Media guest, Rich LoCascio, professional wrestling announcer extraordinaire out of WRJN. We're going to come back with more of this fabulous conversation. Join us, 855-752-4842. Do you have a favorite professional wrestler? Do I even know any professional wrestlers? We discuss next right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.